Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, just one day after the Wilmington, Delaware, Hunter Biden plea bargain blows up, just one day later, the Merrick Garland special counsel Jack Smith, who's overseeing the Donald Trump issues in Mar-a-Lago on January 6th, just the very next day, he announces a bunch of new indictments regarding Trump and his classified documents. I'm sure that was just a coincidence, had nothing to do with trying to get Hunter Biden off the front pages. But then again, I could be wrong. We're going to bring in Greg Jarrett, who knows much more about this than I do. He's Fox News legal analyst and New York Times bestselling author of the latest book, Trial of the Century. You've heard me talk about how great it is, Clarence Darrow and William Jennings Bryan and the Scopes Monkey Trial. Greg, I just thought it was a coincidence that the next day after the Wilmington trial blew up, Jack Smith comes out. But now, what is this all about? He's found a maintenance guy, property manager, and the allegation is that Trump wanted to erase the tapes. What do you make of this?
Well, you're right. I don't believe in coincidences. So every time there is damaging information about Joe and Hunter Biden, the DOJ, the FBI, the special counsel try to shift the attention to something else. And that's what they did this week. But, you know, if you read these additional three counts, they're problematic for prosecutors. A lot of it is based on multiple hearsay, which is unreliable and therefore inadmissible. You know, person A hears from person B who spoke to Trump, who's person C. That's triple hearsay.
Right.
That's inadmissible. So, you know, they're going to have a challenge trying to get some of that information in. And a lot of it is based on sort of assumptions that the special counsel is making. That's another problem.
Is this going to prolong the trial, though? I mean, more witnesses, more discovery, get it past the election?
Well, you know, if I were the judge, I'd be outraged. I mean, they already had a scheduling conference prior to Jack Smith, the special counsel, suddenly and magically, you know, adding a superseding indictment. So sure, I mean, the judge could absolutely say that the May trial of next year now has to incur further delays because you've got to be fair to the defendant and allow him additional time and discovery to counter these charges against him. That's his right. And so, you know, this could delay it.
The other question, Greg, is we keep hearing rumors, but we don't get it that they're going to bring an indictment on Trump regarding the January 6th, I'll just call it the January 6th business. Trump's lawyers met again with Jack Smith's people this week. Mr. Trump posted something on Truth Social that said nothing's happening, but everybody thinks an indictment is coming. Do you have any insight into that?
I suspect an indictment is coming, and that it was a, you know, fool's errand, frankly, for the defense attorney to try to convince Jack Smith otherwise. I mean, this is a guy who has an abysmal track record of bringing politically driven cases for which he's been, you know, spanked by higher courts, including a reversal by the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously. You know, he can't charge Trump with inciting violence or seditious conspiracy based on his speech because the speech didn't encourage imminent lawless action, which is the constitutional and legal standard. Looks like he's focusing on you know, conspiracy to defraud the government, which is knowingly false and deceitful interference in an election. But the law requires it.
What does that mean? I know I've heard that. You've said it. Some other people have said it on the TV show. How does Trump defraud the government?
If Trump truly believed that he won the election and pursued a legal course of action under the Electoral Count Act to challenge the certification of electors on January 6th, he is entitled to do that. Read the Electoral Count Act. Democrats did 4 years earlier in 2016, and they too challenged the seating of Donald Trump as president in favor of Hillary Clinton. Hillary and Nancy Pelosi said, the election was stolen and it was rigged. Same thing that Donald Trump did. You can't have it both ways. It's okay for Democrats to do it, but not for Republicans.
I mean, I never really talked to Trump about this stuff. But people who did, people I respect, honest people, say he truly believed he won the election.
Yeah.
Now, what's wrong with that? he believed that. And he's running again, to some extent, Greg, to prove that he won the election or should have won the election. I mean, to some extent, that's what this candidacy is about. So what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're entitled to be wrong under our criminal codes. And you're entitled under the First Amendment to express wrongful beliefs. That ain't a crime. And as I say, if he believed he won and he used the legal process to challenge it, on January 6th, just as Democrats did, that's not fraud. It's not conspiracy to defraud the government, because it's not deceit, craft, trickery, and dishonesty, which the law demands upon proof.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it. Right. Last minute or so, Greg. Should Judge Noriega just have an ordinary public trial for Hunter Biden after this sweetheart plea deal blew up? I mean, really, no more hidden, blanket immunity. How about a trial, for heaven's sakes?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I think she's wised up. What I worry about, though, is that privately, the prosecutors, who are obviously in bed with Hunter Biden and his lawyers, they're acting as his BFF, will say, look, we'll remove the blanket immunity clause, but secretly and privately and confidentially, we will assure you we're giving you the equivalent of immunity. We're going to close up the files. There'll be no further charges. And they have to do that, not to protect Hunter Biden, but to protect Joe Biden, because the evidence is incriminating that he was complicit in his son's multi-million-dollar international influence peddling schemes.
That's exactly the way I see it. The whole issue of the foreign registration or whatever that thing's called, FARA, I mean, that opens the door to a discussion about all these pay-for-play influence peddling deals with China and Ukraine and Romania and so forth and so on. I mean, that's what it'll do, and they want to stop that. And that goes right to Joe Biden. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, best of the best, Fox News legal. Please read his book, folks, Trial of the Century. Fascinating. William Jennings Bryan versus Clarence Darrow.